Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great simulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler and her fabulous family. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, indeed, may it be your best year ever. I know that many of you, myself included, had a really tough year, 2015. For most of us, there were health challenges, others financial challenges, all kinds of challenges. So we sincerely, from the bottom of our heart, wish you the best year ever. And the healing power of love is so extraordinary. You may not even realize how extraordinary it is, or you certainly would tap into it more often. Here to explain all that is our fabulous health guru, my friend, author, poet, so much on Beverly Nadler that's so amazing, so extraordinary, so outstanding. I could do a whole show just talking about her because she is, in fact, love and has amazing power to heal. Over to you, Beverly Nadler.
Wow, may I live up to that extraordinary introduction. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for having a show that allows myself and other people to express our thoughts and our knowledge to help a worldwide audience. Blessings to you, my dear. I love you.
Love you,
okay.
Too.
Okay. Now, having said that, let's talk about the healing power of love. You know, we tend to think of love as a feeling, but it's far more than that. It's actually a state of consciousness, a very high state of consciousness, because the vibrations, the frequency of love is among the highest, the most positive, and powerful of all vibrations. We're energy beings. You know, we talk about that on the show quite often. We live in an energy universe, and our energy field, which is our vibrations, have a profound effect on anything around us, anything that concerns us, and, of course, on ourselves. And especially, this is so, when we give love and when we receive love. There's a tremendous amount of research that I'm going to be giving you, and also a wonderful exercise to help you tune into the power of love. Before I do that, let me go back to our wonderful host and ask if there's anything that you would like to add.
Nothing to add. The only thing I want to say is, on the record, this is one of my favorite topics. So please continue.
Okay. So here's some research on the healing power of love. They come from many different sources and universities. Women who have good relationships with their mates have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease than those who do not have a good relationship. They found that ovarian cancer patients who have good relationships, and not only with their mates, but other members of their family and friends, develop more white blood cells to kill the cancerous cells. They also find that people in happy relationships, and again, not necessarily just a spouse, but also good friendships or other familial relationships, produce less of the stress hormone cortisol. Now, that hormone suppresses the immune system, and it slows healing. It causes us to store fat and to gain weight, and it actually makes you more susceptible to heart disease, diabetes, and even cancer. Now, this is a necessary hormone when we're under stress, but it is the amount of cortisol that people are releasing because they have so much stress. We have to learn to lower that. And being in love or being in a loving state of consciousness helps to lower that. That's extremely, extremely important. Now, there are many studies that find that when someone is in pain, if they hold the hand of someone they love, again, it could be a spouse, but it could also be a friend, it could be other family relationships, they actually perceive less pain. And it's also been proven that just being near a loved one or even thinking of a loved one reduces pain and reduces the stress response. So what does that mean to you? Well, when you are in pain, if you can't hold the hand of someone you love, and if you're not near someone you love, then think of that person. Hold that image in your mind, and you will feel less pain and less stress. That's what these clinical studies prove.
And perhaps you could also focus on their picture.
Oh, yeah, hold a picture in front of you. That's a wonderful, wonderful way of thinking about them, seeing them not only in your mind's eye, but seeing them in front of you. Beautiful. Thank you for that.
You're welcome for that.
You know, the brain, our brain adores that feeling that comes when we're head over heels in love, when there's no one else in the world, that first bloom of, you know, relationship love, but a romantic love. But that is not what love is really about. That doesn't last. It produces this release of the chemical dopamine, so we kind of feel ecstatic. But what we really want is to develop a consciousness where we're feeling loving, where we're getting love, returning love, with something filled with compassion, true friendship, and open heart. You know, we're talking about as much clear, beautiful feeling, not one that's dependent upon how this person behaved today or tomorrow, when we know that love can turn into hatred. The most ideal love, of course, is unconditional love, and that's God's love. You've probably heard the expression, God is love. We use that expression, and that is because coming from God, there is truly unconditional love. For humans, the closest that we come to unconditional love, for most humans, is with an infant or with a pet.
Oh, I certainly can relate to the love of an infant as well as a pet on a very, very high level. So that really strikes a chord, because animals are part of a family. They're not just pets, they're family. So for sure, that is an inherent part of the love process.
And the interesting thing is that the pets also, they have unconditional love for their masters. So we get that feeling. They even bring pets into nursing homes to help people to get the vibrations and the energy of a loving pet. So very, very useful. And if you don't have someone around you to think about loving, then think about a pet. And if you don't have a pet, if you can get one, you know, I highly recommend it.
And if you can't get a pet for whatever reason, get a teddy bear.
A very good idea. That's the first loving thing that most children have is their teddy bear. So it becomes a symbol of love. You know,
I just want to say that I was given that as a gift, a beautiful teddy bear, and I keep it on a dresser right facing the bed, so I always have that symbol of love to look at. That's one of the things that always makes me feel good.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, and there's probably many listeners who feel the same way, and they may have a favorite teddy bear or other stuffed animal also. We can learn to have a more loving heart, especially when we realize how important it is to our own well-being and health. And I'm going to give you scientific facts about how and why love is so closely associated with your physical heart and with the power to heal. But first, I want to tell you my favorite true story about the power of love and healing. Most
Please.
Remarkable evidence comes from a book called Return from Tomorrow by George G. Ritchie, a psychiatrist who had a near-death experience. He wrote about that, and he also wrote about this in his book. At the end of World War II, Dr. Ritchie, who was a soldier, was part of a team assigned to a concentration camp responsible for getting medical and other help to the newly liberated prisoners, many of whom were Jews from Holland, France, and Eastern Europe. In his book, Dr. Ritchie says that walking through the barracks and seeing the effect of starvation and deprivation of these prisoners was the most shattering experience of his life. Many of the liberated prisoners died in spite of the team's efforts to save them. At the camp, he met one of the inmates, a man with an unpronounceable Polish name that the Americans called Wild Bill because of his wild hair. It was obvious to Dr. Ritchie that this man had not been there long because, as he tell it, his posture was erect, his eyes were bright, and his energy was indefatigable. When when he was fluent in five languages, so he became an unofficial translator for the team, and they came to him with all sorts of problems. Dr. Ritchie continued, "The while Bill worked 15 to 16 hours a day, he showed no signs of weariness. The rest of us were dropping with fatigue, but he seemed to gain strength, and his compassion for his fellow prisoners glowed on his face, and it was to this glow that I came when my own spirits were low." So one day, Wild Bill's papers came to him, and to his astonishment, Dr. Ritchie learned that Wild Bill had been in this concentration camp for 6 years, living on the same starvation diet, sleeping in the same airless, disease-ridden barracks as everyone else, and yet he had suffered no physical or mental deterioration. Then he heard Wild Bill's remarkable story, and I quote it from the book. "We lived in the Jewish section of Warsaw," he began slowly. These are the first words I had heard him speak about himself. "My wife, our two daughters, and our three sons. When the Germans reached our street, they lined everyone against a wall and opened up with machine guns, killing everyone except him. He begged to be allowed to die with the family, but because I spoke German, they put me in a work camp." He paused, perhaps seeing again his wife and children in his mind. "I had to decide right and then," he said, "whether to let myself hate the soldiers who had done this. It was an easy decision, really. I was a lawyer. In my practice, I had seen too often what hate could do to people's minds and bodies. Hate had just killed the six people who mattered most to me in the world. I decided then that I would spend the rest of my life, whether it was a few days or many years, loving every person I came in contact with." Loving every person. This was the power that had kept the man well in the face of every deprivation.
That's pretty extraordinary. And the key word is every, loving every person. We all have our own stories to tell on how difficult that is to love every person. Wow. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, loving in the face of this. When I first read this, I started to cry. I was so astounded that anyone could make that decision and actually open his heart to be able to do this. And, of course, the most astounding part of it, aside from the fact that he was able to do this, is that it kept him well. For 6 years, he was in the same camp with people all around him were dying, and he was in good health. So that, to me, is absolutely extraordinary. And even though most of us probably cannot develop that kind of consciousness to that degree, but there are some fascinating facts about love and your heart, which explains why he was able to be in such an incredible state of health because of his loving consciousness.
Yeah, Beverly, before you do that, I just want to go to our studio lines to someone who it's very easy to love, our mutual friend, Janice. Janice, welcome to the show. We love you.
Well, I love both of you, so that's why I got up nice and early so I can share in all this great wisdom that Beverly has to bestow upon us. And, of course, my dear Joyce, love you. So
I just want to say, Denise, it is not a challenge nor a stretch of the imagination to love you.
Aw, well, thank you. I do my best to love everybody, and this was a very touching story that you read. I've heard it before, and it just reminds me that, you know, I thank you for reminding me, because, you know, we got to continue remind ourselves that it's easy to do it the other way, but it's better to do it the way you just stated, to love all. It's just so much better.
Well, thank you for coming on, and I know you are an extremely loving person. That is your nature. But and when I say you're going to work for it, I don't mean work. I mean you're very spiritual. And when we get into a spiritual state, it is easier to be able to love because we are really climbing to our own source, which is God. And of course, for God, love is just as natural. It is all that He gives to us.
And in my belief, God is everything, and God is love. So to be the opposite of love is the darkness, and I don't believe in the darkness, so I work and walk in the light. So that's
wonderful.
My philosophy, yes. Thank you. And continue with your wonderful show, because this is, you know, a great way to start your day.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us again.
Happy Valentine's, everybody. Every day should be Valentine's Day.
Well, I was going to say, with you as a friend, it certainly is. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you.
I do want to mention, before I continue with fascinating facts about your heart, the importance of self-love. Let us not forget that. It is not conceited. It is not arrogant. To love yourself is to love the spark of God that is within you. So loving yourself is extremely important. And no matter what we have done, whether we're not flawless as human beings. In spirit, we might be flawless, but as human beings, we're not. We need to love and forgive ourselves, and that will produce the same wonderful effects that I'm going to be talking about when I give you these fascinating facts about the heart. And first, the scientific facts. Your heart starts beating in the fetus before the brain is formed. Your heart pumps 100 gallons of blood per hour, and your vascular system, which is your blood vessels, is over 2 times the circumference of the earth, 60,000 miles in length. That's the blood vessels in your body. Now, in recent years, neuroscientists discovered that the heart has its own independent nervous system, a complex system that they refer to as the brain in the heart. There are at least 40,000 neurons are nerve cells in the heart, as many as are located in various subcortical regions of the brain. Subcortical is any area of the brain that is not the forebrain or the thinking brain. The heart's brain and nervous system relay information back to the physical brain, so there's a two-way communication between your brain and your heart. This is very important because the fact that the brain relays information, that the heart relays information to the brain is not what's startling, but what is startling is the discovery in the 1970s that the brain doesn't make all the decisions. We think of it as everything coming from the brain, but sometimes when the brain sends directions or orders which come as vibrational frequencies, there's the fact that we're energy again, everything is vibration, it sends these frequencies through the nervous system to the heart. The heart doesn't always automatically obey. Sometimes the heart responds as if it has its own logic, its own beliefs. Research has found that the heart did not always respond to the brain signals or instructions the way they expected. It appeared that its response depended on the type of mental processing that the brain was doing. They also found that the heart appeared to send its own vibrational messages back to the brain that the brain understood and obeyed. In fact, a message from the heart to the brain could override the brain's instructions and influence a person's behavior and activity and state of consciousness. Our heartbeats aren't just mechanical beats of a hard-working pump. They are an intelligent language that influences how we perceive and react to the world and to our life. and your heart and the consciousness and the emotion of love are inseparable.
Yes, hello?
Yep. No,
I thought
Okay, no, I'm here. Okay.
Okay.
So what there is, there are ways to increase the your own open heart. I don't mean like open heart surgery. I mean an opening of the heart to having more kindness, more compassion, to accepting more love, to giving more love to yourself, to others, to actually having a more loving consciousness. And you actually can do these simple exercises, and you can gain the ability to have more love in your life, to open up your heart, and to have a healthier heart, and realize that a healthier heart affects your entire body. It's not just, well, the heart is good, but I've got all these other diseases. No, your healthy heart will affect your entire body. That's why we called this show The Healing Power of Love, because the heart and love are inseparable. So I will begin with an exercise, a simple exercise, and I do want to mention that much of the research material and this exercise comes from the Heart Math Institute, and they have been doing incredible research and training for people to actually help them open up their heart for many years. It's a wonderful site. I recommend that you go to the site, simply put in Heart Math Institute, and you'll come to their site, and there's a lot of wonderful information that they have been gathering over the years, and there's testimonials, and it's just wonderful how to know that we can actually increase our ability to love, and by doing that, we increase our heart health and the health of our entire body. So,
and that institute is spelled the way it sounds. Believe it or not, that second word is math, as in mathematics. So it's HEARTMATH, Heart Math Institute. When I heard it the first time, I said, wow, heart math? What does that have to do with numbers? But that's why I'm clarifying here, so you have the right website, HEARTMATH, and it was a very interesting website indeed.
And I just, it's also, you can put in that, or you can put in the actual website, which is heartmath.org, O-R-G. It was founded in 1991 as a nonprofit research and education institute in California, and they integrate neuroscience, biochemistry, cardiology, physiology, psychology, and physics, and they offer programs and information and tools and techniques to assist people in understanding and accessing what they call the intelligence of the heart. But when we call it intelligence, we're not talking about thinking in the way that we think of thinking with the brain. It is being able to utilize that extraordinary organ that is so much more than just a physical organ to create love and health in your own life. So let me give you one simple, very simple exercise. Just take a few deep breaths and focus on your heart area. In other words, just think of your heart, and you automatically will be there. In fact, if somebody says heart, the word heart, your mind automatically goes to the place where your heart actually is, on the left side of your chest. Consciously activate a feeling of love, appreciation, compassion, gratitude, caring, any or all of these feelings. Just bring them to the fore, whoever you want to think about, whatever you want to think about that gives you that feeling immediately. That shifts your heart rhythms. And you can put your hand on your heart as you do this and you'll actually could maybe even feel the change in your heart rhythm. Breathe gently and rhythmically with your eyes closed. And now, actually, as you're doing that, make sure you bring to mind a person, place, event, anything that can continue to activate those positive feelings. Stay in that state. 30 seconds even will do it. If a little bit longer, that's great. All you're doing is putting your hand on your heart, breathing, and feeling the core emotion. You can do that right now. You can do it as soon as we hang up. Open your eyes, smile, and resume your day. And try to keep that feeling. And you can do it several times a day when you think of it. And any time we think of plan to do something new, it's something that we don't always remember. So you might even want to put little signs around, you know, little cards would say, heart, focus on my heart, to remind yourself that you want to do that. People actually experience lower blood pressure. They have more balance in their nervous system. They increase the energy in their immune system. They have improved brain function. They even help normalize their hormonal system just with this simple exercise. Now, there is one thing that I want to say that's important, is that you want to do this with true intention. In other words, it's not something you carelessly do while you're doing the dishes or something else. It's something that you stop for this few short time. We're talking a half to a full minute and just focus on this. Give your full attention to it. It will change your life.
Indeed, that sounds like something very much to take heed of, very much to adhere to. And something else that you should really adhere to for your good health is to listen to this show each and every day. And here's why, in Beverly Nadler's own words.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in that regard. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com. Go to the home page, upper left, my picture. Right under that, it says follow. Please click on that, and you will be apprised of every show, every topic, and every guest. You need not miss any of them. We have hundreds of followers, and we want to add you to that distinguished list of our loyal listeners, so please do that. Beverly, why don't you take a moment and talk about your official website?
My website is BeverlyNadler.com. And what you'll find there is a lot of information. It's an educational website. On the left side, you'll see a menu with the various different topics and talk about the mind, the universal laws, health, healing, subconscious, a whole lot of things. And in the center menu are my books, which you can click on to find out more about them. Vibrational Harmony, that's the book that Joyce wrote the foreword to, so you get the book, you need to read the foreword, and Loving the Game of Life, and also access to other websites that I have, specifically one called Breakthrough Health. So it's, as I said, an educational website. I invite you to go there and continue to grow in a knowledge and understanding. The more you have more knowledge and understanding about just the way life works and everything, the more you become involved in wanting to do the kinds of things that help you to have a better life, one of which, of course, is listening to this show. So, again, that website is BeverlyNadler.com. And thank you, Joyce.
Thank you for sharing, and thank you, because that website is truly one of my favorites in terms of information and education. Before we continue, I just want to really highly endorse a product that I believe in. It's called Cardio 5000. And the website for that, to find out more about it, perhaps you want to order it, is simply simplymagicwow.com. And it's a blend of therapeutic ingredients specifically formulated to increase your body's own, quote, miracle molecule nitric oxide. The formula shows that it slows down the body's aging process, defends against inflammatory conditions, and supports cardiovascular and heart health. It contains resveratrol and so much more. I'm not a health expert by any means, but I know enough that this product is really good for your immune system, increases energy and stamina, and especially good for your heart. Cardio 5000, which you can find at simplymagicwow.com. No doubt you will be wowed by this product. Back to you, Beverly.
Okay. Yes, there are other things besides love that assist the heart, and certainly nutrition is one of them. So thank you for that. We will, in fact, be talking about your physical heart on next week's show, which is how to have a healthy heart. But today, most of it is about the heart and love. And I do want to mention something that I realize I didn't mention before, and that is the energy field of your heart is 5,000 times more powerful than your brain's energy field. Well, just imagine if when you do your affirmations and your visualizations, and you can do some of them, of course, while you're doing this exercise, you can be thinking of your affirmations, even saying them aloud as you're gently focused on your heart and the things that you love. Imagine how much power you are giving to them. That is incredible, 5,000 times more powerful than your brain's energy field. So, and of course, throughout the day, you may want to be doing affirmations, loving affirmations. You may want to recall some of the beautiful quotes about love. I'm going to tell you some of them now. There's some beautiful quotes that are very meaningful. Here's one from Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's a retired surgeon and the originator of Exceptional Cancer Patients and Advocate for Patients' Rights, and the author of Love, Medicine, and Miracles, among his other books. And Dr. Bernie has been on this show several times, and I expect he will be on it again. He's just a wonderful guest and a wonderful person. And he says, when you see your life as how can I contribute more love to the world, you will live a longer, healthier life.
And Bernie Siegel will be on quite often, I can promise you that he's one of the world's leading doctors on health, and he's always welcome on our show. And you know what, folks? He never says no to being our guest. So look forward to seeing more shows with Bernie Siegel.
Yes, and if you become a follower of the show, you will know exactly when he's on.
Absolutely.
Okay. Another lovely quote, being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. And that's from Lao Tzu, the Chinese philosopher and the founder of Taoism. Willa Cather, an American novelist and Pulitzer Prize winner, said, where there is great love, there are always miracles. And, you know, when I think of that story that I related before about Wild Bill, that is a miracle. You can think of someone living under those conditions for 6 years and being in beautiful prime health. That is a miracle.
Oh, I love love and I love miracles, so put the two together, and they both have tremendous healing power. Beverly, yeah, those quotes are great. Do you have any more quotes or poems or anything else to drive home the point?
I have quotes and poems. Martin Luther King Jr. said, man must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such is love. Painter Marc Chagall said, in our life there is a single color, as on an artist's palette, which provides the meaning of life and art. It is the color of love. And from the Bible, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Another from a source unknown. This is one of Joyce's favorite authors, Anonymous. Love is like playing the violin. First you learn to play by the rules. Then you must forget the rules and play from your heart.
And play to win.
Well, they're talking about love here. Play from your heart. You know, love is like playing the violin. You learn to play the rules and then you forget and play from your heart. And I want to mention also, we talk about love. If you have a burning passion and love for something, and we're not talking just about people, something, an ideal, something that you do, something that moves you, that also sustains you. I was just watching a TV show of Misty Copeland, who was the first African-American ballerina to become a principal dancer at the American Ballet Theatre. A wonderful, wonderful show on Channel 13. And she had a severe accident. She actually had broken a bone in her leg, and she was told by every doctor she went to, except one, that she would never dance again. Well, dancing was her total passion from the time she was introduced to it as a young child, and she couldn't even imagine that. And the fact is, she healed. So even though there are metal plates and different things in her leg, but she is an incredible dancer, and that has to do with her love and her passion for what she does. And prior to that, I watched the story of Edison, and I had no idea that this man, he spent 18 to 20 hours a day on inventing. That's all he wanted to do, was invent. His family, unfortunately, didn't get a lot of his attention, and he slept very, very little. You know, we're told we need a certain amount of sleep. He just took naps during the day in his laboratories and research centers, and he lived to the ripe old age of, I think it was 84, 85, living a very, what we would call, unhealthy life in the sense of what he did to his physical body. But his love and his passion for what he did He had over 1,000 patents. You know, we think of him as the light bulb man, he did the phonograph and movies, but so many things. It was astounding. And there again is the example of loving something. So the power of love is extremely potent, and it can fill your not only your heart, but your entire life.
Absolutely. 100% I'm in accord with that. Do you have any poems with you today?
Yep. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have Let Love In. You know, I've had several poems that I've written about love, but this seemed to be the most appropriate for today's show. Let love in. Open your heart. When you do, you become a part of all that is and ever will be. Let love in and set yourself free. Let love in. No reason to fear. When you do, you'll find a world where life becomes joyous. And you know that you know your inner guidance and your wisdom grow. Beauty surrounds you wherever you go. Let love in and live in the flow.
Wow, that was really amazing. And do you have anything you want to share as you sum up the show? Anything you want to leave our audience with?
Yeah, I'd like to leave our audience with the knowledge that you have the power inside of you to heal through the power of your love, and that if you don't feel loving, you have the ability to create it. You have to make that decision and do that simple exercise, focus on something or someone that you love, and do that regularly. If you don't feel anything changing immediately, give yourself time. This is a new thing for you. But in time, if you continue to do something, you literally reprogram yourself, and you will find yourself that not only does love heal your physical body, but it certainly is wonderful for your mind, for your emotional state, for your entire consciousness. And so I invite you to do that.
I invite you, in addition to doing that, to go to my official website, which is joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, and there is much you will see about my coaching and my seminar programs, and you'll see the validation by countless people from across the country who have participated in all of that. So do go to Joyce Barrie, BARRIE.com, and check out those hundreds of testimonials, which you will see there. But here are just a few of my very favorite endorsements.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com.
And when you send that email, folks, just put Healing Power of Love in the subject line so I'll know the show that inspired you to send me an email, and I'll be happy to give you a free consultation on working with a coach, having a home business, and the healing power of all of that. Let me go to our studio lines. Mary Angela, I think you're someone that exudes a lot of love. Anything you want to say about the show or Beverly and the healing power of love as you see it?
No, again, an awesome show. Thank you, ladies. I'm actually out delivering love right now for Valentine's Day. And I'm actually following a little beetle bug Volkswagen that says happy thoughts. So isn't that amazing?
Absolutely. Right on target. Synchronicity.
I know, and I'm just like, and then you call on me, and I'm like, is that synchronicity at its finest or what?
Well, you always seem to resonate with our shows, and we're so grateful to you for the loyalty as the listener that you are. And our only request is a simple one. Please tell your 500 friends to become followers as well. I know you have unlimited friendships given who you are.
A lot of them, Joyce, because of our time frame and your time frame, I know they go to the archive and listen to it through the archive. So, you know, they might not listen a lot to the live show, but I know they do listen through the archive after the show.
And thank you for mentioning that, because that's a point I want to drive home, folks. If you can't be with us when we are live at 11 Eastern time, absolutely go to the archives. We love you just as much. Thank you, Mary Angela.
Love you, Beverly.
And thank you so much for coming on and adding your words of wisdom. We love and appreciate you.
And we love and appreciate you, Beverly Nadler. Every show, you ace it. Every show is of interest. Every show is special, just as you are. So what would you like to say in closing?
I have a quote, actually, from the Heart Math Institute, which I think will further perhaps motivate people to want to do what we're talking about on this show. It says, heart intelligence is the flow of awareness, understanding, and the intuition we experience when the mind and emotions are brought into coherent alignment with the heart. It can be activated through self-initiated practice. And the more we pay attention when we sense the heart is speaking to us or guiding us, the greater our ability to access this intelligence and guidance more frequently. Heart intelligence underlies cellular organization and guides and evolves organisms toward increased order, awareness, and coherence of their body's system. And be patient with yourself. Do the exercise. Create your own affirmations or read someone else's quotations about love. But the more you do this, the more you are bringing that energy, that powerful heart energy, into your own awareness and consciousness, and the more you will be able to use that energy for your love, for your life. And actually, you can send that love to other people. You can actually project that, and though they may not consciously be aware of it, there is a part of them that will feel it.
Wow, that is awesome. And I just want to say, one of my closest friends who has a huge heart and is a really good friend of the show went open heart surgery this very week. So the healing power of love and prayers and blessings to you. We really can't wait for you to call us, be with us live from New York and well. So back to you, Beverly, just to say thank you for once again delivering a great message. We really, really love you and appreciate it. And my closing prayer for all of you is to make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, dance along with us, and that all starts right now as we close out our show with the Joyce Barry Mash. Please join us.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day.
Wow.
And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
You can measure the sound of an electric performance car, but the only way to truly understand it is to experience it. At the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event, find great offers on our most exhilarating models.
Lease the 2018 IS300 all-wheel drive for $329 a month for 36 months with $39.99 due at signing. Experience amazing at your New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Eastern area only and in September 4th, 2018.